Now listen to him in verse 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. And I wish you had my book that could follow along here, but I don't have time to develop my translation there. In other words, when you were in the world, when you were lost, you obeyed sin. That was just natural for you to do. You did what came naturally. I don't care what man there is today. He may live an exemplary life where the Chamber of Commerce presents him with a medal, a loving cup, and makes him the citizen of the year. I overheard one of those men talk one time after he'd been presented with the cup as the outstanding citizen of a certain community. And the language of this man was the foulest language I've ever listened to. Now, he may be the outstanding citizen of that community, but you know who he's obeying. Why, it's quite obvious who he's obeying. He's obeying the devil. The fact that you obey Christ is the thing that's important. Now, another thing that we need to understand is this, that when you've been saved, you have a new nature, and that new nature can obey Christ. There are several things we're going to find out later on. And that's when we get in the 7th chapter of Romans, and it's something I think that all of us have to discover for ourselves. Paul went through the experience of being a new Christian, and he discovered first that there was no good in his old nature. Paul says, I know that within me, within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Romans 7:18. Many of us have not discovered that. But there's no good in us, friend. The old nature has no good in it. And you can do a lot with it, but you sure can't make it good. Now, the second startling fact is this. There is no power in the new nature. Now, that's where most of us make our mistake. We think that because we're now Christians, we can walk on top of the world. We can't. We're just as weak as we have ever been before. And that's the reason today that we have to walk by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. And only the Spirit of God can produce the Christian life, as we're going to see in the 8th chapter of Romans. Now listen to him as he goes on in this section here at verse 18. He says, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. We've been liberated. In other words, he's made it possible for us today to live the Christian life. It doesn't mean that sin has been eradicated or removed, but it does mean that now we can live for God.